96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realized. Ain't no second chance, you got to hold on to romance. Don't let it slide.
You know the angelic voice of Patty Austin in that iconic love ballad with James Ingram, but she and so many others like her are also voices for justice. We are just 2 days away from the opening of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. And this opening comes at a nexus of the last months in the White House for America's first black president, and also at a time when deadly police violence dominates the headlines. We're talking about this issue tonight, and I want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Also, I want to talk to Patty about the place that entertainers and sports figures have in speaking up and speaking out, because they have such huge platforms. Patty, it's good to see you.
It's so wonderful to be here, to have a place to vent my craziness right now. It's just, I'm 66 and I've never seen it crazier than it is right now.
Why do you say that?
Because of the technology that makes it possible for us to see everything that happens on the planet Earth in real time. Mm-hmm. It just changes the dynamics of everything so in such an incredible, profound way. It really does. Because you get things, everybody's seeing things happen at the same time. Whatever angle it is shot from, whatever perspective the person that videos it has, becomes the perspective of everybody that sees it, but everybody sees it through their own eyes, you know. And I always say positioning is everything. If you're watching it's like a tennis match, you know. Now they have the technology to show you that the ball did go out by a centimeter, you know. So when that happens, everybody's thinking changes in the moment, as opposed to processing things, digesting things, and then regurgitating. But now we just regurgitate. We go on pure emotion.
Well, but
I don't know how great that is.
But here's the thing. And, you know, you just mentioned being very, very candid, you know, 66 years old. And so in the industry, in the entertainment industry, you have seen, you know, quite a bit. People with high profile positions, big megaphones, speaking out, black folks. That is not new.
No.
It's not new.
Absolutely not new.
What do you think, for example, of the Colin Kaepernicks of the world? And I want to play something for you that we just heard just this week. And this came from Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. He decided not to talk about football at their weekly press conference.
Okay. People are still missing a point. You know, the reason these guys are kneeling, the reason we're locking arms is to bring people together, to make people aware that this is not right. You know, it's not right for people to get killed in the street. Something needs to be done. When a guy takes a knee, you can ignore it. You can say he's not being patriotic. He's not honoring the flag. I'm doing none of those things. I'm saying it straight up. This is wrong and we need to do something.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I think you must use your platform now. I think we're in a very, very, at a very scary place. And I think that if you don't pick the right side while all this madness is going on, you will regret it later on. I travel all over the world. I've been doing it since I was 9. I lived in Europe with my parents in Paris for about 8 months. And in Holland before that, in a place called Utrecht. And I was doing a show with my beloved godfather, Quincy Jones, called Free and Easy. That's how I had the opportunity to do that. My dad was in Quincy's band. I was in the show, and my mom did wardrobe for the show. And I was just telling this story on the way over here today. People used to stop us on the street, us being my parents and I, to say how sorry they were that I had to go to school every day with dogs and police. Because that was the coverage that they got from the United States. That's when little black girls down south had to be escorted to get to integrate schools. I didn't have those issues growing up in Bayshore, Long Island, although I did go to a predominantly white school. But I lost my train of thought going all the way back there. Where are we going? Oh, but if you travel the way I do, if you see the things happening that you see happening now. I mentioned the whole thing that happened in the late 50s, early 60s, because we don't realize how powerful we are to the rest of the world.
What do you mean by that?
The rest of the world, whether they like us or not, count on us to show some of what we've got written on paper. They count on us being a living example of democracy, because if they're in a place that has none, they want to at least be able to look at us as an example or something they can aspire to or something that they can perhaps integrate into their lives and their culture and their world. When they see us failing, it gives them absolutely no hope. By the same token, I go to Europe now and people stop me on the street and ask me what has happened to my country. By the same token, when Obama won, people stopped me on the street in Germany and said, thank God you've got Obama. Thank God your country has opened up the way it's always said it was open. So because of that, I think we have a very profound responsibility to say something. As artists, as musicians, as athletes, if you have that platform, use that platform. Use it for good. We have to use it for good now. We must, because we've got a very evil thing going on, and it's not domestic. It is international. Austria, about 6 months ago, almost elected a neo-Nazi to run their country.
Let me see what our listeners have to say about this as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to singer-songwriter Patty Austin tonight. We also want to talk to our listeners because this is a very, very critical time in American history, in black history. What is happening in America with the police shootings coming at the time of the grand opening of this incredible museum of African-American history and culture. Let's go to Omar. Omar, calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Omar. Hello, Patty. Hello, Harold. I just wanted to say, I bought two Kaepernick jerseys. I bought a red one and a white one, okay, because I support him. Now, artists are the most important people that can speak out for us. If you remember, in Missouri, the president of the university stepped down because when the football players said they're not going to go on the field.
Yeah, last summer.
Yes.
So all the artists have power, and they need to step up. You know, they need to really step up, and this is the time to step up.
Amen, Omar.
Omar, thank you so much. And I want to say, he mentioned the Colin Kaepernick jersey. Yesterday, J. Wendell Gordon, the attorney for the family of Corinne Gaines, who was gunned down in Baltimore County, he also, during the course of his press conference, he had a Colin Kaepernick jersey on.
Right.
And I just found it, you know, interesting that, you know, he took advantage of the opportunity to send a message because the reason, obviously, that Colin Kaepernick is taking the knee during the national anthem is to protect, is to project, to
project.
Thank you.
Yes.
To protest.
Oh, protest.
To
protest. Yes.
Injustice against African Americans in this country.
Right.
And of course, that is what J. Wendell Gordon was representing as a result of this case in Baltimore County. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to talk before we go back to the phone lines and even before we take a break. I want to find out, you know, what you're doing. Obviously, you're here for the opening of the museum, and the ball has really started rolling. But what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
I'm going to be doing what I do best, I hope, still. Sing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be singing. I didn't get to see the entire show. I saw a little bit of the rehearsal yesterday. The show that we're doing is a tribute to the Smithsonian opening of this new wing about our culture. And they are touching upon different aspects of Black life in America. And so the show opens with a tribute to the Black Renaissance in Harlem. Mm. And so there's a Cab Calloway moment, and there's a Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Lena Horne, you know, all the great divas moment. I'm representing the divas, and the fabulous Savion Glover is just representing somebody that just dances like
magic
from heaven. So,
and that's going to be at the Kennedy Center tomorrow.
Yes, and that's the opening number for the show, and it's downhill after that. No, not really. not really. No, there are great people on the show. John Batiste is doing an incredible number representing slavery and the blues, and it's just going to be mind-boggling.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Charles in D.C., Mindy in D.C., James in Brandywine. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. I want to get some ideas because the police killings, they keep happening.
Yeah.
Are we just going to protest? Are we just going to march? What are the possible solutions? I want to...
Stop shopping!
I want to talk about that, too, because is that a possibility? Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open. I want to take as many calls as possible tonight, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
And vote.